Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from Bambi, New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel. We are talking to you on behalf of Kosher 101.9 Radio throughout the world. They are located in Carlsbad, New Mexico. We are speaking to you from Jerusalem on the eve of Yom Kippurim, on the eve of the Day of Atonement. We represent an organization, Brit Am, that believes that the lost 10 tribes are to be found amongst Western peoples. There were 10 tribes who were lost. 10 out of 12 is a majority. Most of the ancient Israelites disappeared. They lost knowledge of their identity. They lost consciousness of who their forefathers were. They lost their religion. They lost everything. But nevertheless, they had a task to fulfill. This was all part of divine providence. The Almighty had a plan. He had a reason for bringing this about. And now we are reaching the end times when the identity of the lost 10 tribes will be revealed to themselves. It will become more commonly known, and many people from the lost 10 tribes will become aware of who their ancestors were. And this will lead up to the Messianic era. And that, what our task is, what we see our task is, as showing from the Bible and showing from secular evidence where the lost 10 tribes went to and where they are to be found today. And we show this from the Bible, and we show this also from secular studies, from all different studies, which any field of science of evidence, which is somehow or other connected to this subject, that's what we occupy ourselves with. That's where we bring our evidence from. An important book in the Bible that has a lot of evidence, a lot of indications as to where the lost 10 tribes will be today is the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah is a long book. It is it's quite involved. The style is very inspiring, but it's not simple. So we have written a complete summary of the book of Isaiah, along with a very complicated and a very detailed commentary to it, emphasizing those portions of the book of Isaiah where he is referring to the lost tribes of Israel and bringing additional details and evidence. This work may be found on our website. Our website is www.britam.org. If you go to our website and you go up to the left-hand side, you will see on the left-hand side, scroll down a little, Bible studies and commentary. Click on it and that will take you to a list of biblical works that we have written commentaries upon. Scroll down until you come to Isaiah. After Isaiah, you will see Isaiah's put in Amos' prediction, and then Isaiah summarized chapter by chapter. Click on it. This brings you to a very brief summary of the book of Isaiah. We incidentally have a more complete and more involved summary, a more detailed summary of these chapters that we will return to later and speak about in another study, portion by portion. At present, we're just going to give you a quick overview of what Isaiah speaks about, of how Isaiah presents himself. When you take large sections of the book as one whole, Isaiah prophesies that disaster is coming. It's coming to all of the world. It's coming to the Gentile nations, and also could well be coming to the Israelite peoples. God forbid, but this is what the Bible indicates. The Israelite peoples include both descendants of lost tribes of Israel, represented by Joseph in the Bible. Ephraimites, as if to say the tribe of Ephraim was a major tribe amongst the lost 10 tribes, and it's also a name. Ephraim is also a name by which all of the tribes are referred to in Scripture. Disaster could be coming to the lost tribes of Israel unless they repent, and even if disaster does come, however, it is worthwhile being aware that it is coming. It's worthwhile preparing oneself for it. And the individuals and individual families, if they repent now and if they do as well as they can, in many cases they will be able to save themselves and to help others when the time comes. So that is what we find in Isaiah at the very beginning. Isaiah calls upon us to repent. There's an indication that only 1/10 of the population will remain, that only 1/10, 1 out of 10 will survive. The leaders of Israel have misled, they have misled them, they have misled us, we have been misled. We have been told things that are not so, things we have been led to believe and to act in certain ways that are not conducive to our well-being. And this will become apparent in the future. Isaiah also condemns conspiracy theories. Do not believe in conspiracy theories. Do not go after those type of fairy tales which are concocted by people who do not have your good in mind. The people who are not balanced, people who are not telling the truth. Do not believe in conspiracy theories. That is very important, and that is what Isaiah warns us about. Isaiah also says that Assyria, the Assyrians, their modern-day representatives, their modern-day descendants, or the modern-day peoples who fulfill their role, of which they were prototypical antecedents, as if to say, the Assyrians will be a tool of retribution. God will bring a foreign people against us, represented by Assyria in the Bible, and they are liable to cause us much mischief and harm. Should be aware of this. Isaiah continues and he predicts that the Messiah, the son of David, the descendant of David, and someone who has the spirit of David, his forefather within him, he will arise and he will come, and he will come to save both Judah and the 10 tribes of Israel. Judah and Israel together will be ingathered. They will be brought back to the land of Israel, the greater land of Israel, from the Nile to the Euphrates. A portion of the Israelites will cross from Europe into Turkey, and from there continue down into the Middle East, into the land of Israel. They will cross over the Bosphorus Straits that separate Europe from Asia. Europe, possibly intending the EU, Edom, the present-day representatives of Edom, also part of the EU, and other European entities, and Babylon. Whosoever is represented by Babylon will all be punished. Judah and Ephraim, in other words, the present-day Jews, descendants of Judah, who are represented in the Bible by Judah and Ephraim, meaning all the 10 tribes, will unite. They will unite and they will come together and they will bury the differences that they had in the past, and they will expel the Palestinians. They will fly the Palestinians out by plane to some other place in the West. The Palestinian people, the Palestinians represented by the Philistines, in the Bible, will be expelled. They will be taken out of the land of Israel, and they will be distanced from the Jews and from the Israelites who will return. Judah and Ephraim together will participate in this enterprise of transferring the Arab Palestinians to some other place. Moab will be subdued. And he speaks of Lucifer, son of the morning, meaning a great adversary, who will raise his head both in the spiritual and the physical realms, and we should be aware of it and be forewarned. And that is what Isaiah is doing. The prophet Isaiah is forewarning us. He continues in chapters 21 to 25. He says that Babylon will fall. Whoever is represented by Babylon, it will go down, it will fall. Tyre, too. The ancient city of Tyre, which was on the coast of Lebanon, was a major city, major maritime power. In that time, it was a Phoenician power. It was part of the Phoenician ethnic grouping. It also established Carthage and were quite powerful and influential in the time. Whatever their present-day inheritor or representative is, that too will be destroyed. And Isaiah refers back to the past when the inhabitants of Tyre fled to Cyprus, and from then they moved to Spain and to the west, and they caused Israelites to come with them and to move to the west and to move into the British Isles and into Ireland, which we have spoken of and explained according to archaeology, according to the Bible, and according to Irish legends. We have a whole talk dedicated to this matter. In fact, we have at least two talks already present on this subject, and perhaps more will be on the way. Isaiah said that the exiled Israelites, the Israelites in the end times, were called to God from the British Isles and from the West. That is what Isaiah says. Isaiah warns us that abandoning the covenant and the law brings calamity. We should cleave to the Almighty and we should obey Him and try and do His will. What exactly He wants from us, we can learn through the Bible and through prayer and through contemplation and by doing as well as we can, and we will be led along the way. The Almighty will save His people. He will save the Israelites. The Almighty eventually in the end times will rule over the world and He will change the course of nature. Things will be better in the end times. Things will be different, and Isaiah gives us an idea of how they will be different. In Isaiah chapters 26 to 30, he speaks to Israel. He says how in effect the Israelites always worship the one God of Israel. In their hearts they always yearned after the one God of Israel, even though at a superficial level they were misled by their teachers and by their surroundings and their environment, and they may, at a superficial level, gone after idols, gone after false beliefs, and so on. Isaiah says there will be a resurrection of the dead. He says that the whole of the promised land will belong to Israel in the end times. Promised land, it stretches from the Nile River to the Euphrates River. It includes a good portion of the Middle East. It also includes the Isle of Cyprus. Includes much of the land of Jordan, present-day Israel, Lebanon, Syria, parts of Egypt, parts of Saudi Arabia, and parts of Turkey and Iraq. Isaiah says that all the Jews of Judah and the Israelites from lost 10 tribes will return. He says that before that, Ephraim would have suffered from a calamity, from a great disaster, but a remnant will have survived, will have been saved, and they will repent. Judah also will be punished for not keeping the law to the degree that he should have, for not keeping it in the way he should have, and with the spirit that he should have done so. So both the Jews and the 10 tribes will be punished, and then they will be forgiven and they will be compensated. Nature will change, the Assyrians and all the other enemies of Israel will perish. They will be punished. Isaiah, in chapters 31 to 35, says that God is a Zionist. God wants the Jewish people, He wants the Israelite nation, especially the Jewish people today, as the forerunners of the rest of the Israelite nation. He wants the Jewish people to come back to the land of Israel and set it up. He wants us to settle in the West Bank, in the areas of Judah and Samaria, and in the Golan. He wants us to be nationalist Jewish in our consciousness and in our actions. You should help the Jewish people if you can, and you should support Zionism. And you should take an interest in this and keep up to date on what is going on, and always try and see things from the Jewish perspective, from the correct perspective, and get the right information. This is important. It is more important than you realize. How people think does have an influence, and we should try and do what we can. At least, if you can't do very much, do what you can, and who knows, that can be a lot. The Almighty will open doors for you to do more. Isaiah warns that they who make peace with the heathen will bring disaster. All those who try and placate the Arab terrorists and the Russians and the Palestinians and give in to them and not go after them, not resist their evil designs and their claims upon us, all those, they will be guilty of bringing disaster upon the Israelite people. They will have committed a serious crime. Calamity is liable to come to Israel because of these people, because of these peacemongers and these quislings and the ilk. The Almighty will protect and guide they who submit themselves to Him. Submit yourself to the Almighty. Give yourself over to Him. Try and do what He wants, and He will look after you, and He will protect you, and He will guide you. Begin the journey. Start off on the way. Begin the journey, and the Almighty will inspire you what to do, and He will also inspire the Israelites through you, but partly by virtue of you. All of the Israelites should try and do what they can, and God, not only will God help each and every one of them individually and help their families, but He'll help the whole people, will be blessed because of them. If you want to do something for your nation, if you want to be patriotic, if you want to really do something for your people, be good. Try and do as well as you can. Even if you can't be good, do what you can. Be better than you are. And that is a beginning. Try and have the will to change, and the Almighty will help you. In the end times, human nature will change and things will be much better. And this will also happen to you on an individual level, as well as happening on a national level and an international level, and in the historical times, at the end of time, it will happen to all of humanity. Humanity will improve, we will improve. Things will be better for us and for our offspring, and for our neighbors and our fellow kith and kin, and for all of mankind. Isaiah chapters 36 to 40 refers back to historical incidents, things that happen in history, in his own time, or around his own time. And very often these incidents, they're described for a reason, and they're often prototypes of what will happen in the future, but we can't always understand them, and we don't necessarily always have to. We can just read the things as they are at the simple level and take and learn from them as they are written. Isaiah describes how Sennacherib, the Assyrian general, besieged Jerusalem. There was a Jewish quisling, an apostate, who was sent by the Assyrians to speak to the King Hezekiah. This apostate was called Rabbi Shakeh. He may have even been a renegade son of King Hezekiah. In other words, he was one of the royal family, and he came to try and persuade the Israelites to give in. And the Israelites refused because the Almighty told them not to refuse. That night, 185,000 Assyrian soldiers were killed by an angel of God who came down and smote them and killed them. Sennacherib returned to Nineveh, who retreated. He went back to his capital city in Assyria, and there two of his sons assassinated him. Isaiah here also mentions something which is worth noting, that the enemies of Judah, those who are anti-Semites, the enemies of the Jewish people, are the enemies of the Almighty. God does not like people persecuting the Jews. He does not like people saying bad things about the Jews, or believing bad things about the Jews, or thinking bad things about the Jews. Even if you see or hear something about a Jewish person or about the Jews in general which is not so complimentary, we should try and judge them well, judge them on the side of merit, and look at them on the whole, because on the whole they are a positive influence and a positive element and a good people, and we should recognize this. And that's what the Almighty wants us to do, and he is very displeased if we do not do this. So here too, Isaiah says that the enemies of Judah are the enemies of the Almighty. He says that God will watch over his people. Now Isaiah chapters 41 to 45, he describes where Israel will be at the end times. He says they will be at the geographical extremities of the earth, and that they will be in the island, a portion of them will be the island. He says that Israel must return to the Almighty. God pleads with us to return to him. It's in Isaiah 43:26, God wants us to return to him. He says in the end times Israel will return. It also says that historically Israel will have taken African slaves in chains from Africa. Israelites would have possessed the Suez Canal. They would also have ruled over India and parts of Africa, a good portion of Africa, and have possessed vast resources. The Israelites who have been called derived from Jacob. They will have been named after Jacob, such as we found Yank. Yank is a short for Jake. Jacob. We have the Union Jack, which is the flag of Britain. It stands for the Union, the unity of Jacob. Jack is short for Jacob. We also have the Scottish people called Jock, which is a nickname for Jacob. So here we see that Israelite peoples we identify as belonging to Israel, fulfilled these things. The Americans did benefit from African slaves being taken by chains, often by the British, over the seas to America. The British did possess the Suez Canal, they did rule over India, and they did rule over a good portion of Africa, and they possessed vast resources, as America still does. And America Day is referred to, Americans today are referred to as Yank, and we have Jock in Scotland and the Union Jack in Britain. So this is where all the prophecies that Isaiah brings, the indications or signs of identification that Isaiah refers to, referring to concerning Israel, are fulfilled in these British and British-related peoples in North America. Isaiah in chapters 46 to 50 says that the gods of Babylon, along with all its people, will be destroyed. He says that the persecutors of Judah will be punished. Those who persecute Jews, those who are anti-Semites, they will be punished. This is a warning. This is the Almighty warns them. The Almighty says so in the prophecy. Then what can you do? This is what's written in black and white. Anti-Semites will be punished, and they want to repent and do better and stop persecuting the Jews and stop saying bad things about the Jews. Isaiah says the lost tribes of Israel will be in the isles. They will be at the geographical extremities of the earth. will be known as the Brit-Am. In the Middle Ages, Britain, the Isle of Britain, was known as the Britannia, in other words, Brit-Am. That means the covenant of nations, also pertinent to the USA. It says that Israel will free the slaves and settle desolate heritages. That's what America and Britain did. They freed the slaves. They were responsible for freeing the slaves all over the world. And also they settled desolate heritages. Most of the areas where Israelites settled, in North America, Canada, the USA, Australia, New Zealand, and even to a degree in South Africa, where they settled, was relatively sparsely populated when they came there. These were places which were, relatively speaking, desolate. There were other peoples there, but they lived a nomadic existence, and they were very few on the ground. It's only when the Israelites came there and started settling there was it possible for the land to support a dense population. These are signs of the Israelite nations. The tribes of Jacob must guide the rest of humanity and be a light to the nations. The Israelites have an obligation to teach the other nations, to help them, to serve as an example, and as an exemplary doer, as someone who, through his actions and through his demands, shows the other nations what they should do. Isaiah also says that in the beginning, the lost 10 tribes will not be accepted by Judah when they return. Not all the Jews will want to accept them. Now Isaiah explains this in detail. Why? From the point of view of Judah, it will be justified because these peoples had been anti-Semitic, or they had not helped Judah sufficiently when they could have done. And Isaiah mentions this and he describes it. Isaiah also says that Judah will be compensated for its suffering, for having suffered. And Isaiah says that if someone does good, no matter who he is, do good and God will reward you. That's the bottom line. Do good and you will be rewarded. Do bad and you will be punished. So we should do good, and through learning the Bible and through praying and through studying whatever we can, we learn how to do good. Isaiah in chapters 51 to 55 says that the 10 tribes will be in the isles. They will look for the Almighty. They will seek the Almighty. They will seek God. Isaiah says that the 10 tribes must realize who they are. They must realize who they are, who their ancestors are, and where they came from. He says they must acknowledge the Almighty God of Israel. He also says that the Jewish people, bore the sins of others. They were persecuted because of others, because of what others said about them, because others imputed to them their own faults. He says that the Jews bore the sins of others, and that the Jews were blamed for the faults of the Gentiles. Isaiah also says that the Messiah will be a descendant of David from the tribe of Judah. He says that everything can be made better than it is. We can improve everything. No matter how bad it might be, we can always improve it. Remember that. No matter how good it is, we can always make it a little bit better. We can always do good. We must believe in our own potential to do good to ourselves and others. We have to believe in ourselves that we are able to do good. We must believe in others, and that we also must believe that by doing good, good will come to us and good will come to others through us. This is something we should bear in mind all the time, because sometimes life can be difficult and temptation can come in our way, and not only temptation through the pulls of the flesh, but also a temptation to become depressed and disconsolate, and not to believe as much as we should, and not to want to do as good as much as we can. Now Isaiah, from chapter summaries of chapters 56 to 60, very shortly, Isaiah says we must keep the Sabbath, we must act righteously, do justice and good deeds. He says that the presence of Judah will be shown the error of their ways. Apparently, Isaiah is speaking to Judah. He tells that Judah must keep the Sabbath. He says that the oppressors of Judah will be shown the error of their ways and they will repent. God will always be with his people, even when they are not aware of it. God is always with you, even when you do not realize it. He says that the lost 10 tribes will be in the isles of the sea, and then they will be in the west. He says that first Judah will return and to the land of Israel and start building up, and then the lost 10 tribes also come back, and they will come back in stages. He also says that the return to the land of Israel will in part be by planes flying as doves, as pigeons, and as clouds in the sky, and also by sea, by ships plying the Atlantic Ocean. Look, go to our commentary and you will see details of it, and we'll give you an explanation of how we derive these conclusions. But now we're just giving an overall very brief summary of the whole. This is a brief overview of Isaiah, with a concentration upon points relevant to the lost tribes of Israel. In Isaiah chapters 61 to 66, he says that both Judah and Israel, the 10 tribes, will be restored. The bad will be punished and the good will be rewarded. They who did the best they could under the circumstances, they will be saved. Members of the tribes of Israel will be informed who they are, and they will also be told what tribe, what specific tribe they belong to, where their forefather came from, which of the 12 tribes of Israel they belong to. Most of us are not aware of this. Even those of us who believe that we are from those tribes of Israel, or who know that we are part of the Jewish people, but none of us are really certain, or very few of us are really certain which one of the 12 tribes we are part of. And this will be made known to us according to the prophet. We will acknowledge the Israelite ancestry of our forefathers, of ourselves. The temple in Jerusalem will be rebuilt, and Israel will be restored. And this is for our own sake. This is for our good. It's not something that we're doing good for God, something, a favor we're doing Him. This is for our own benefit. And this is what will happen. Those Israelites who were lost to assimilate amongst the Gentiles and the heathens, they will be brought back. Even those good people amongst the Gentiles, amongst the non-Israelite peoples, they too will receive a reward. Nature will change. And there will be a resurrection of the dead at the end of time. So we have gone through the whole of Isaiah, given you headlines, and a summary, and you see that there's a lot of exciting things in it, a lot of points of interest. It's worth knowing, it's worth looking, it's worth thinking about, considering and studying more. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidius signing off from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel. I've been speaking to you on behalf of Kosher 101.9 Radio around the world.